Hello, 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 and welcome to another Game of Thrones edition of We Know Nothing, the podcast where I probably know just as much as you, but with a glass of wine in my hand, I know things! That's how I feel tonight. I feel like I know things. Game of Thrones pun there. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lucy from Lucy on the Ground, the meme slash pop culture account that talks about everything from the Queens of Calabasas to the King of the Seven Kingdoms, Jon Snow. But, like, we're not talking about that yet. You can follow me at Lucy on the Ground for constant updates on pop culture and just me going amok on Game of Thrones, which I feel like I'm going to do all week after this episode. Because tonight's episode, we just had episode 2 of the final season. 6 episodes. This was the final 50-minute episode of this. Last week was 50. This was 50. From here on out, we've got, like, movies happening every week. And Jon Snow knew nothing, and I am shook. And honestly, I wasn't shook in the beginning, but now I am shook up by the end of this episode. A lot happened. We'll get into all of it. With me, again, is the Game of Thrones. You honestly, if you fall asleep during this, I'm going to be pissed. You look like you're about to fall asleep.
Well, until something fucking happens in this show,
I'm going to fall asleep. No, things happen! Things are happening!
Go ahead.
You can't upstage the things that happen. You are a different fan.
I won't. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, Bill, we're obviously not drinking right now. Actually, that's not probably obvious at all from how we just handled the last 30 seconds. You want to tell people it's Easter Sunday? What our Easter entailed?
We had a really nice brunch. Mm-hmm. It took you like 4 hours to get through one Bloody Mary because you raged hard at Countess Luann last night.
I did.
Which we'll talk about probably in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and had drinks at the lodge. And mm-hmm. then we went and had a, unfortunately, very subpar dinner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have leftovers.
But as is tradition of Vino Nothing, we did have wine. And it was Justin, a Cabernet a Sauvignon. And it was actually pretty good.
It wasn't worth what it was worth, though.
No, it was expensive, but we were drinking in a fancy part of Chicago, so you kind of accept it.
We drank a lot today. Honestly, I'm feeling so much better that we didn't come home and have, like, another cocktail for, like, the end of the day. But we had a lovely... I had spent $12 on a mimosa today. It was actually... I think they squeezed the orange by hand, like, in the back. It was that good of a mimosa. But I was worried because last week, as you all know, Emily was here. We got shit-faced. Like, it wasn't a great episode, probably. We don't know. None of us have listened to it. And I don't even remember posting it, pretty much. So we just thought tonight we're going to be better. And we wanted to be better for you all. Emily probably will never return to the couch. She's scarred. She didn't know we posted it. But we needed a little more. You have to with the show.
You have to, because for how boring it is, you have to have something.
Okay, so we're going to get into it, and it's not boring. So, you know what? Last week was a shitty episode. We really had nothing go on. Dan and Johnny were flirting while, like, doing a magic carpet ride on dragons. Danny and the Stark girls don't get along. Bran's being very emo. And then he runs into Jaime Lannister. And then Jon found out that he was a Targaryen, which we already knew. All of us knew this. So last week, yeah, it was a long episode for being so short and so painful.
This week was as well.
No, don't jump in.
I won't jump in, but I'm just going to say, because I have to just get off my chest, otherwise I'm going to be just pissy about it all episode.
Mm-hmm.
There was some interesting things that happened this episode, but it was maybe 6 of the total 55, 60 minutes were interesting. Mm-hmm. If they're going to make these episodes... You got to let me finish. They're gonna let these episodes be 90 minutes long. They gotta come out swinging because
the whole next episode is a fucking battle.
So far, we're 2 hours in. Only 4 episodes remain, and there's been 6 minutes of interesting shit.
That's not true.
I want more for this for the people that care, because I don't care, but I want the people that do care not needing oh, so-and-so got laid, so let's just latch on to that because we have to find something to be excited about. Like, they need some real exciting shit to start happening.
The whole next episode
I'm just saying.
The whole next episode is now, a battle that is the longest battle ever on TV, so we're going into, like, 80 minutes.
Now you can draw out the six interesting minutes into a full episode where you can geek out about it. Okay. I just am upset with what they've presented so far.
A little aggressive, but we're going to go with it. Okay. So here's where we're at. So, like we left off with Jamie arrived in the courtyard to Brandon Stark, just sitting there being very emo, waiting for him. We're right back in it with Jamie is in the, what is that called? Town hall room, whatever, like meeting of the minds. And Dany obviously doesn't like him. He killed her father, even though we know her father was a sociopath. Like, she needs to just admit that and, like, move on. Like, Jamie probably did everyone a service. Sansa also doesn't love Jamie because he stabbed her father's ankles or calves back in the day. And he's like, I don't regret it. He's like, I do it all again. Which I respect because no one else in the show ever says anything like that. Jamie's like, no, I would do it all again. The problem is, that doesn't fly with Daenerys Targaryen because she's just really on a bitchy power trip. And I kind of need her to, I don't know if when the dead come, maybe she'll dial it back. She won't be so awful. But like, Sansa's bitchy, but in like a smart way. Dany, I just think we're headed into Mad Queen.
She's got this whole it's better be feared than loved type situation.
But I just think we're like revving up for her to go crazy just like her dad. That's just my theory there. Anyway, so we forgive Jamie because everyone's like, well, we're Cersei, which we don't see Cersei all episode. I'm just realizing not once, but we all are like, we're Cersei. She should be here. And Jamie's like, oh, about that. She's not gonna come. And Tyrion's like, shit, I really thought she would show up. And Tyrion looks bad. Dany's just pissy per usual. But Sansa forgives Jaime and is like, okay, I trust you, because Brienne of Tarth, who's in love with Jaime obviously, is like, I vouch for him. And he got his hand cut off because he saved Brienne's life, so she obviously owed him one. But that was just, it was just like a lot of Dan. And then everyone gets up. Everyone in the whole room gets up at the same time. John walks one way, Dany walks another, and Sansa walks another way. Which John is obviously avoiding Daenerys. Like, he knows things for once in his life, and he does not want to talk about him. I don't know if he's done the math on you're my aunt. I think he's just a little concerned that he's actually outranks her. That's where I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think he's really into the whole, like, aunt thing. But she just wants to get it on. She's, like, just lovey-dovey eyes all the time. Wants to go on another dragon ride. But he doesn't care. So everyone storms off. Then we have Arya. Oh, Arya. So then all Arya cares about is fighting. Which, well, all we think she cares about is fighting. She goes to see Gendry, who I have been a staunch Gendry and Sansa are going to get it on supporter. We'll get to that, but no. Arya kind of is flirting with him, but like, where's my weapon, blah, blah, blah. I keep thinking that Arya and Gendry are just like, we've known each other so long, or we like knew each other back in the dark days. But she comes out and is, like, throwing knives at a wall. He is so turned on, he has to, like, leave. It was too much for me.
Well, and earlier this week, HBO released a couple statements saying that if Arya, at this point, is at least 18, just so everyone knows she is 18, so they were obviously alluding to the fact that something with Arya was going to happen that would have been controversial had she not been an adult. So there was a wild speculation she was going to get it on with someone.
I'm still, we're not there yet, but like.
Oh, I mean, sorry, she doesn't get it on.
No, but no, if anyone who's listening knows. But they were just really flirting it on, and like, he was so turned on by her throwing these knives at one little spot in a wall. And that's when she said the whole quote, I've met the dead he wears many faces. I look forward to this one. It's just like, okay, creepy as fuck. But
she's been there before, though.
But he doesn't think that. I think everyone is underestimating Arya except Sansa. But this girl is, like, cutting off faces and, like, really into shit. But, so we'll get to the rest of Arya's episode. Then we have, oh, well, Bran and Jaime meet back up as well. And it's really fast. Honestly, Jaime just comes up and is like, real sorry about pushing out the window. Bran's like, you weren't sorry then? And are you sorry now? And he's like, kind of. Like, I'm a different person. And Bran's like, well, so am I. And we just go back into the whole, like, and Jaime Lannister is, of course, confused, as is everyone else, of Bran's role in this whole world. If Bran would just sit down with everyone and really explain, like, look, I can't even explain this, what's happening with me, but I just need you all to know I know things and I see things, and it's just kind of a, he just keeps leading people into things and being super awkward about it. So again, to Jaime Lannister, he's like, oh, but if you hadn't done that, I would still be Brandon Stark. Jamie's like, super confusing for me because I thought you were Bran Stark. And he's like, no, I am the Three-Eyed Raven. And everyone's like, the fact that the Three-Eyed Raven wasn't a known, like a prophecy or something, how did people not know about the Three-Eyed Raven is my question. Like, with all the wives' tales and whatever, I would think that this was like something they'd heard of before. It almost sounds like Bran went into the woods, went crazy, killed Hodor, and came back. And he's like, I'm the Three-Eyed Raven. And everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Well, I think this episode, more than anything, has alluded heavily to Bran being the Night King. When they were talking about the Night King coming and Bran being the one he would first go after and sent a Three-Eyed Raven for that. But I thought what was very interesting was that Bran said he wants him dead more than anything because he doesn't like the life that Bran lives. I think that's foreshadowing that Bran is the Night King and he's pissed that he's, you know, handicapped and he wants to kill the Bran so that he can live on as the Night King.
What?
You can rewind if you want to hear it again, but
no.
Like, do you all who are listening, if you didn't understand that, you could rewind.
Wait, why does the Night King not like Bran? Because he can see things. Not because he's...
Right, but he said he doesn't like Bran for who he is.
Because he can see shit, not because he's handicapped.
Okay, I didn't say it's because he's handicapped. Second, if you look into... Nothing in this entire show is face value for what it says.
Right, no, you're
so
right.
So looking into it, saying they don't like Bran for who he is, I think it's Bran saying he doesn't like himself as... a disabled person. He's saying he would rather live freely as the Night King than confined to the chair that he's in. So that's where I think you start seeing that they might be one and the same, and it's Bran living vicariously through his Night King life.
I think that is so interesting. I think you're really wrong, but I think it's a fascinating take jump that far. I don't think you're wrong that he could be the Night King. I just think your theory behind it,
I think everything in the show is foreshadowing, and I just thought that was foreshadowing.
We'll see. Yeah. No. I mean, we're not quite there yet, but I still think you're wrong.
I just think that was the first step in this theory, which is a known theory that people think Bran is the Night King. If you're trying to validate that theory, I feel like that conversation about the Night King was the first step in thinking, oh, shit, we might be onto something here.
I think that conversation, which we're kind of, that's further in the episode. But
I didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And we can jump. I think the conversation about the Night King, I don't know if, I think the thing is Bran becomes the Night King, or he can, like, what is it, warg into the Night King. And so Bran's mind and spirit or whatever doesn't die. His body can. Bran Stark can die. I think he can jump bodies and become the Night King. And I think he sees into the Night King, and the Night King doesn't like the power Bran has. Because otherwise, the Night King is the most powerful person in the world. Bran technically probably is. Mm-hmm. But no one is respecting Bran's powers at all. We kind of tonight were like, let's talk about Bran and like how we protect him as use him as bait. And Honestly.
But also, to echo what you just said, Bran has a power from a three-eyed raven, which never existed in any sort of lore. So it might be like Bran just kind of.
But there was crazy. A three-eyed raven, so I'm kind of surprised that, like, no one at the Citadel or none of these Meisters or Maesters or whatever you say they are ever told this story about a three-eyed raven. I'm surprised there was never this. Because every time he's like, I'm the three-eyed raven, everyone looks at each other like, oh, he's fucking doing this again. Like, mm-hmm. It's just like, it's play acting. I don't know. I think Bran needs to sit everyone down and kind of explain things. And I thought he was going to do that. He sat down with Tyrion at one point. And Tyrion's like, you know what? If only we were sitting in a castle trapped for like hours on mm-hmm. end and didn't have anything to talk about. He's like, I want to hear your story. But then Tyrion goes into another conversation and nothing comes up. I thought he was going to go tell everyone and be like, look, I just sat down with Bran for 6 hours. No. After Bran and Jaime chat, then we go to Tyrion and Jaime. We kind of just like shoot the shit about how Cersei is the worst. And Jaime's like, I didn't know she was that bad either. And Tyrion's like, no, you did. And they kind of joke about like, I'm having sex with my sister, which I just thought we went too far. Like Tyrion should just like, I think a veil over the whole sister thing. Like I just don't need to refer to Cersei as Jaime's sister. Like, I know the incest is real. I know we are about to have the fourth incestual child. Gross. It's pretty fucked up. So, but then Jaime sees Brienne of Tarth, and he's weirdly, like, I can't tell if they're into each other. Like, I think everyone wants them to be, and I worry that HBO is trying to play on that too much, and that's what's making it awkward. It just is like, Jaime sees Brienne and, like, pauses, and Tyrion looks at Jaime looking at Brienne, and it's like, okay, but is he really into Brienne? Because he did just knock up his sister.
Yeah, I didn't really get that vibe from them at all.
Well, you didn't see that season either, we're being completely honest. Fair. Like, when they were together right now, and traveling and stuff. Like, but they didn't. And he walks up to her and he's like, hey. And they're having a full-on conversation. And Brienne finally goes, wait, why are we talking right now? You've never gone this long without insulting me. Because Jaime's usually, like, a tough guy. And, like, but he's genuinely, I think, cares about Brienne. I think Brienne's into Jaime, but knows that Tormund, the redhead guy, really is into her. So, but I think everyone's like, I'm going to die anyway, so whatever. It just, I don't know. I can't tell where we're going with this flirting. I'm worried HBO is suddenly too aware of relationships. You know, I think we only cared about Throne and the show and what everything meant and the Night King, whatever, and now suddenly we're like, well, John and Danny rode a dragon and stared into each other's eyes and the dragon looked at him, or like, we'll get to Arya and Gendry, or Sansa now and Theon, and Jaime and Cersei, but Jaime and Brienne, but Brienne and Tormund. I think we're suddenly caring so much about relationships.
They're just, yeah, they're trying to create storyline. And that's what cut it short. Yeah. That's what I mean with also with so far this season mm-hmm. has not lived up to its expectations, because you don't need to create all this. And you could have, if you needed to do all this to make the season, then just make a movie. Or make it a two, like, up to this point, so far in this episode, Jaime goes to Times Square to talk to everyone, Noble Square, whatever it is, to talk to everyone. Last time this happened, it was Littlefinger, and motherfucker died. So I'm like, all right, cool, Jaime's going down.
Yeah.
But everyone just got up and walked in other directions, nothing happened. Next thing, major scene of this episode, Tyrion's talking to Bran. You're like, all right, cool, Bran's going to tell Tyrion. That was fine, because that made sense.
Oh, Bran and Tyrion. When you think
something's going to happen type scenes.
Then they cut.
And then Bran and Tyrion, you're like, all right, cool. Bran's about to expose everything to Tyrion. Tyrion's going to use it to play his game, because now he thinks that Dany's on to him and Dany's going to betray him. So maybe he's about to get... Yeah. No, nothing happened. And I'm just like, you only have four more chances to make this happen. Start making shit happen.
I think they're too concerned with... I think backstory is important. I don't think none of this, like, I think everything is important, but we're shoving the first two episodes into just dialogue. And the next episode is all one battle. We're not going to have anyone talking. We're just going to have people killing each other. But I also don't love that. I just think they cut it too short. They should have re-edited, rework things, and why couldn't it have been 8 episodes? Or why couldn't it have been 2 more seasons? They just wanted to end this so badly, and I get it, because it's 10 years of these people's lives. Like, the people who are still on this set are like, I'm done. And I think they're worried, like, we probably were going to lose a Kit Harington, or Emilia Clarke is, like, getting every acting role there is.
Yeah.
I think they didn't want to lose cast members before... Like, you don't want to write someone off. You want to kill them, and they are sad to leave. So I'm not – I think you're right. I think we've – but the first 2 episodes have been jam-packed of just dialogue that feels worthless because we don't know where we're going. And everyone's just going 4 episodes. Everyone's just like, okay, now we're down to 4. Now we're down to 3. Everything is a countdown to I only have this much left. I don't think a lot of shows are usually – our show is ending. This is the end.
Knowing that that's what it is, and knowing that this particular show is a phenomenon, obviously, wouldn't you think they would make every episode impactful? And maybe it is. Maybe we don't know where all of this is leading to, but now, up to this point in our recap, we're only through half of this episode. But up to this point in the season, one full episode and a half of next episode, it seems like it's a bunch of unnecessary bullshit we didn't even need. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, this episode will start picking up steam, as I'm sure you're
about
to get into.
But it doesn't pick up much. It does. You're not wrong. The moments that I was excited about, I just think, though,
it's almost like you have to latch on to something. Like, you get excited because coming up next, Brianna Tarth gets knighted, which is cool.
Right.
You're about to go into that. But, like, that should be a routine part of an episode. That shouldn't be like, oh, here it is. I'm going to cry because I'm like, you have to build that up for yourself because nothing else has happened.
In a different season, in a season 6, this episode, we would have learned a lot. A lot would have happened. We would have been into it. I think everything we're looking at, we're just like, it's a countdown. It's like, well, wait, why do we waste 50 minutes on what feels like nothing? No one has died yet.
Yeah.
Not one person, except for Lord Umber, the little kid. No one has died. I think they're honestly taunting us. And there was something, my friend Christina, she's going to love that she heard her name for a second time, my coworker. She said, though, she was reading something and she said to me that there was a scene that they were filming in wherever they are. They're in Norway. They're in some, where do they film? It's somewhere. Yeah. No idea. Wherever they're filming, they're doing this and they have this battle, which I think is the next episode. And they said there are main characters dead across this field with blood and everything. And you're like, oh my God, oh my God. They're filming this scene and a helicopter comes over. And this helicopter comes over, and they thought it was press. They thought press had found them, and we're going to expose who's dead. He's like, they're like, you can't not tell who's dead. And I think we're leading into an episode that is literally, if 10 people don't die, I'll be shocked. I think we're leading into Jamie's dead, Brienne's dead. I don't even know. Bronn's not there yet. Arya could die. Gendry definitely could. We just are running into a whole episode of death. And that was what was interesting that she brought this up, that they were worried they got exposed and would have to, like, rewrite this or hide whatever they're doing.
Well, and I probably believe that they wrote several different episodes and recorded them and no one knows exactly. Like, there's often times where shows or movies will write. Yeah, they'll give different scripts. They'll record different things and they don't know what the final
title is. I watched an interview with Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen, the other day, and she said, I think it was a Jimmy Fallon thing, and he was like, do you know what happens, or do you have an idea, or what can you share? And she just was like, I know what happens. I know most of it. And I kind of thought, well, if you know most of it, you live pretty far, because you're still in the script.
Yeah.
You're still filming. Like, you just don't get it. If it's your lines or your scene, this is the kind of show that gives only your scenes. You don't get to read Tyrion scenes if you're not in a thing with Tyrion. And Kit Harington has just kept saying, like, he's nervous about what people will think. He's very, like, everyone else is like, I'm ready to be done in the happiest way. He's like, I don't know if people will like it. And I think last week's episode, I think they all got a lot of, like, negative feedback. And I don't think that's well deserved. I think it's just negative because you have six. You've told us now you have six episodes. We've been told this is how much we have. So everyone is counting every minute as like precious. Well,
as to be expected when you build it up for that and over two years. Yeah. You have to know that people are going to say every minute counts. Mm-hmm. And up to this point in our review, we're only 90 minutes into the season.
Yeah.
And virtually nothing impactful has happened.
Should we get into like a good thing that happened?
Yeah, let's move along in the episode.
All right, before we go any further, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, because that's how fabulous I am. We'll be right back. So, headed into, like, good stuff. Oh, so then we get into, which I thought was really interesting. Ser Jorah talks to Dany to kind of defend Tyrion, because Tyrion has obviously screwed up a little bit in recent, like, there were a couple battles he didn't predict. There, he reasoned with Cersei, which I just am still, like, I think Tyrion has gotten so soft. I think for the character Tyrion was in the season 1, 2, 3, even 4, there was so much bite to him, so much character. He seems not weak. It's just, like, the cleverness isn't there, and maybe he's just more strategic. And I think that might be the character development of, like, he plays his words so much differently, but he's screwed up a little bit. And that's when Jamie comes in, Danny's pissed at Tyrion because he's like, your sister's not coming, but you promised me the sister was. But he also probably hasn't told Danny, hey, my sister's pregnant again. So They do have a prince on the way. You can't have one, which he's tried to have that discussion with Danny, being like, what happens when, like, we all win this, you sit on the throne, who's the next in line? Who do you have? And she's like, we'll discuss that later. She and John are trying to, like, procreate over here and, like, have a incestual child, just like Jaime and Cersei, which I'm kind of like, can we all just, like, meet someone the natural way? Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of people left that are alive, so good for them.
And as far as Dany knows at this point,
at this point.
It's a Stark baby.
Yeah. No, she's definitely, it's not the situation it turns into be. But Tyrion's screwing up a lot, and Ser Jorah sings his praises and is like, look, can we decide that Tyrion's a good guy? He deserves your trust. And she's like, what? She's like being catty again. But then he goes, I have one more thing to ask you, if you'll let me. And he sends her to go talk to Sansa, which I'm like, okay, these two women do need to come together and kind of like have an agreement, because we're being very catty. For, like, women empowerment, whatever, and I know women empowerment's now in 2019, and we don't technically know the year this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But for what has gone down in this show, Cersei's on the throne. Dany wants the throne. Sansa could get the throne. It's a lot of women-focused shit. Like, yeah. Let's just all acknowledge.
And Arya's the badass.
And Arya's the badass. Is now the badass. Yeah. No, actually, yeah. Everyone. Gilly is, like, doing shit, too.
In fact,
too.
If you think about it, there's not one guy on this show right now who wants the throne.
No, Jon doesn't even want it. Jon's just been told he should have the throne. And he's like, oh, can we just ignore that? Can we pretend no? No. So, like, Sansa and Daenerys talk. And they have a full conversation. She's like, why do I get the feeling you don't like me? And she's like, look. And she goes, my brother loves you. And she goes, and that's a problem? She's like, yeah, because men are stupid. And Sansa has she married Tyrion. That didn't really count. She almost married Joffrey, who's a monster. And she did marry Ramsay, who was terrible. So, like, Sansa's just like, men are fucking psychotic. She's almost, I think, saying to Dany, be better than John. Like, be better than, like, now I'm into this guy. And then Danny's like, I love him. I'm in love with him. And I'm just like, here we go again. I don't need your love story. I believe they love each other. I also believe everyone at this point is aware that the dead are around the corner. So, like, let's not plan our lives out and, like, I'm in love with him and it's great. Like, what? Marry the fucking Night King in
every
an episode.
Every single person is saying we're all going to die. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, no one
Arya's the only one acting on the death. Yeah. Like, Arya's the only one doing what everyone else should be, which is what we get to. Well, before we get to that, Sansa and Dany talk for a while and then they get interrupted and they go and Theon has shown up from the Ironborn or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he Daenerys is like, is your sister cool? And he's like, yeah, she's fine. And she's like, why are you here? And he just looks at Sansa and he's like, I want to fight for you, Lady Stark. And Dany looks at Sansa after they've had their little powwow. Dany is scared because Sansa is loved. Dany is not as loved as she was across the sea.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of being a bitch. She needs to readjust her approach to everyone. Unbraid her tight braids. Stop being so bitchy. Like, loosen up. Because Theon is like, I want to fight for Sansa. And then he and Sansa are hugging each other and crying. Because if you forgot, Theon saved Sansa's life. He also screwed over Bran and pretended to burn him alive when he really didn't. And that, we get to what we were talking about earlier, that Bran is going to be a trap for the Night King. They decide to set this trap.
Mm-hmm.
Theon's like, let me protect you. I owe you this much. And it's like, do I trust you? That's the thing
with... That's where your owing of me starts.
Right.
Calling it even after that.
No. But I also think that's what I kind of got confused with Bran stuff. Bran only can see present things that are happening. Like, he can get in the Night King's mind and see where they're walking. And he can go in the past. He cannot see the future, which I'd like him to, like, really work on that, like, in his off time.
Some Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think he just needs to really evaluate, like, just, that's where your loyalty, like, honestly, if we're all going to die, can you just figure that out real quick? Just, is it worth it? Should we kill each other? Should we light the whole place on fire? So.
Well, that would kill the Nightwalkers at the same time.
Well, they just wouldn't go towards the fire.
Well, they come try to kill you, but there's fire. They get taken down.
We
don't know how smart they are.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we don't know.
The Dead Army might just be like zombies that go, you know, to kill.
I think they're zombies, but I don't know. So, anyway, Sansa and Dany's like definitely scared of Sansa. But then we get into, everyone's back, actually. Gilly shows up, who's in all my Deadpools. I think Gilly lives through everything. Which, like, sucks because I don't care about Gilly. But, like, for me, money-wise, I have, like, $200 riding on this girl in every Deadpool I'm in. And Tormund shows up with all the guys from when they found Lord Umber, like, screaming like a banshee. Like, ah! That weird thing. He's back. And he's real into Brienne of Tarth. And that's when... So then we have the meeting of everyone being like... And Tormund tells him, he's like... John's like, how much time do we have? Tormund's like, ooh... Well, it's about 3:00 right now, and I think they're going to show up by morning. And John's face is just like, tomorrow morning? Or like next week? Next Wednesday? No, in the morning. I don't know how Tormund and his crew got around these guys and made it still faster, but he did. So everybody has to have a powwow now. Be like, what are we going to do? Because you can't defeat the... And John's whole theory is... Kill the Night King, and maybe everyone stops thinking, like, the dead don't know what to do. Which, there's a lot of guys who look like the Night King, we find out at the end. So, I'm kind of like, I don't think that's the solution. I think John's got a bad strategy. And I think HBO just didn't think that out. Neither did John.
Well, I mean, I see where that makes sense, where, think of a normal army. If you kill their leader, they become your army. So he might be thinking, kill their leader, and they won't have orders to.
Right, but I also just think they're still, like, possessed.
I think it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking. I think we also have two dragons still, and there's something to be said for just burning these people alive. And I think, so they're setting traps and stuff, and they're thinking of ways, and then Bran's like, he wants me, which I think is a little selfish of Bran. I think he wants the dragons maybe more than he wants Bran. Bran's like, no, it's all about me. He wants to kill me. And still, he does not take the time, or HBO just cuts this out, of Bran saying, look, let me explain my powers real quick again, because he has not given anyone much. He's just told Jon he's the Targaryen king, and Jon has yet to share that. So really, his most powerful moments, no one's really in tune with. But everyone's except Sam, who Sam's defending him in the thing, being like, no, we gotta fucking talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do need to be protective. And Arya and Sansa are like, don't let Bran die. Probably because they think, like, he's Lord of Winterfell. And Bran's like, no, I'm not. I'm not Bran Stark anymore. And it's just this whole, we go in a circle about Bran Stark's journey. And I'm just very tired about it. I would like Bran to just explain to everyone real quick again. I'm in, and then he shows these scars, and he's like, no, the Night King's touched me, and everyone's like, when did the Night King touch you? Like, yeah. What? Where did this happen? Because I'm also a little foggy on when he got close enough to the Night. I just don't remember. I don't know. So
what I'll be in, and this is the scene I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Where I think if we watch it again, you might see kind of what I was seeing, but. Is there a time when we see the Night King in battle and gets a scar on his arm, and now does that suddenly appear on Bran's arm?
But what happens, I don't remember how Bran got this scar, and I should. What I remember clearly is Bran was, he warged into, which like warging is like you can be a part of an animal. He warged into an actual raven and was flying over the army or whatever, and the Night King looked right at Bran as a bird. Like, he knows who Bran is. And then another time, there was something else where Bran, like, woke up from a vision, and maybe it was the same thing with the raven, and he just woke up, and people who were around him, he was like, oh, shit, he knows where I am. Because the Night King saw him. Mm-hmm. So, you're right. There are crossover things about, like, if he can see who Bran is through a bird, what, he's got powers. He's not, like, he has his own crazy ass powers. I don't know what that all means. I don't know how Bran could be connected to the Night King. I don't know. Like, there's theories that Jon kills the Night King, or Jon dies but defeats the Night King still dead, so he becomes the Night King. My fear is who, like, because we're all pretending like these people die or whatever. Who joins the army of the dead? Because they die on the field.
Right.
Like, it's not like we can just be like, oh, Bran just died. Put her on fire real quick before she's like, no, they're out there right now, and they show Bran right on the front lines. So I'm like, oh, you're gonna be a.
And you would, I mean, I would hope two things, that the next fight that they have, whenever they fight the Night
Army. It's supposed to be the next episode.
So if that's the next episode, I hope that's not the fight against the Night Army, because we really could have used a lot more. You're going to put all this backstory into people's love lives and shit. You could have put more backstory as to what's driving the Night King. So I'll think that it'll only be the first of several battles this season against the dead.
But is it against the dead, or do we still have another battle after we defeat the dead, supposedly?
That could
then
happen
we go
too.
To Cersei's. Yeah. We still have to fight Cersei, because the whole thing is about the throne. So I don't know, does everyone die and they become the dead and they still go to Cersei?
That would be cool. I just hope that this isn't the battle against the dead and they defeat the dead and they're like, all right, we got him. Like, all right, well, they just built this up for 7 fucking seasons. Yeah. So better, if it's going to be done that quick, give me some backstory on why they were fighting.
Right. I totally agree.
So
I think,
I'm just curious to see where this is going. You know,
I think there's 700 different ways this can go. And I think that's the best thing about the show. It's just like, we don't know. Anyone could die. It's not like this is called, you know, Jon Snow.
Right.
Like, Ned Stark died season one. Yeah. Let us not forget. Like, no one is safe. You and the cat are having a moment.
It happens sometimes. We lock eyes.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. So, and they talk about just how this Night King, how do we defeat him? Nobody knows also how to defeat the Night King, which is like, I wish Bran could figure that out or something. It just, it feels like we're putting all our eggs into one basket. We're going to plant Bran, assuming that the Night King wants Bran. Which, why do we think the Night King can't strategize with his people? That's what I'm curious.
Right, he's just going to go get himself. Like, hey, whole army of everyone, like, you relax. I'm going to go get this
guy
myself.
Right, I don't understand if, like, can the Night, and I don't think he can, or we haven't seen that. Like, what if the Night King is also having his own, like, red table talks with Jordan Woods? Like, just literally.
Where'd Jordan Woods come from?
Well, I just mean, like, a red round table. Like, Red Robin. Like, I don't know. I just got from Red Robin to Jordan Woods, red table talks.
Who's Jordan Woods sleeping with in Game of Thrones that the Night King's got to give her a little dissertation about it?
Tristan Lannister. The worst.
The unknown Lannister.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right, Tully.
She's best friends with Sansa, and she's going to get on with Jon Snow. And
Sansa would
be
never befriend Jordan Woods. Tully's just talking now. She's like, no.
He's
stop
got a lot
talk.
To say about
He's
this.
Like, okay, you've gone too far. You've pulled the Calabasas Kardashians in. No. I just think that when they have this talk, like, who's to say that the Night King is also not having his own little powwow? Like, does he not have, like, because it looks like he has all these generals and stuff who look, it's like 30 triplets of this guy. 30 triplets just means, like,
There's 90 people.
Right. But it does. They all look alike, and he's just the tallest one. And it just, it kind of, I don't know why we're assuming this guy doesn't talk. Have we just not shown their lives? Which I'm glad they haven't. I wouldn't have been able to watch this show if we went to the dead Night King being like, oh, I think I should go for Cersei first, or what do you think? Just, yeah. Like, I didn't need the zombies speaking.
Right.
But I also am a little like, they gotta be strategizing. They're not just sitting around. They've lasted this long. They don't die. They just, and they know fire's bad. They know but water's bad. They don't, like, just commit suicide, just run into fire.
I think his army is generally mindless, but I think he has a motive.
Oh, and that was my theory, and I actually have no idea if I presented it last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
New news to us.
I think that just like how Jon got on the dragon, and I'm still not convinced that Tyrion's not part Targaryen. John getting on the dragon. What are you doing to my cat?
Having fun.
No. John being Targaryen. The Night King rides a dragon, which your theory was.
We did discuss this.
We did?
Yeah. Because we said now that he killed the dragon, he owns the dragon.
But I don't think it's far-fetched to say that Rhaegar Targaryen, who is Jon's dad, we now know.
We did discuss this.
Really?
Yeah, we did. Now it's all coming back.
Or did we discuss it on the Wednesday
episode? It's all coming back.
No, we probably talked about it on the Wednesday.
At one point in the last week, okay. We did discuss
I don't think it was on my Game of Thrones.
But for those that haven't listened, go ahead.
Haven't listened, that is so rude. But not to the Game of Thrones one. Don't listen to that. You'll unfollow me. But to the weekly one, I also discussed Game of Thrones because I felt so guilty. I wonder if who's riding the dragon, like, could it be Rhaegar, his dad? Because they died more in the north. I don't know how he died. We've never seen it. But if he died and his body was still alive, did the dead, like, get his body somehow? And that's how he can ride a dragon. That's how he knew, I need a dragon and I need to trap Daenerys back here. And that's my fucking sister. I don't know. I think there's something curious there. And all their hair is very blonde. And it's not, like, there are dead people with dark hair.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of like,
I just figured when you die, your hair dies and it becomes white.
No, there are dead people with dark hair. From what I recall. I actually could be making this whole thing up, but my theory feels so good that I'm going to support it with fake facts. No, I think it is a real fact. But I do think, like, he could be a Targaryen with the white hair. I just don't think that's far off. And that's how he can ride the dragon. That's how he knew about the dragons.
It's a solid theory.
It is a solid theory. And no one's talking about it. But they will after this episode when you share it. Yeah, please share. Okay. So we then go into who else? Oh, Theon wants to defend Brand. I said that. Grey Worm and Missandei are also like kind of planning on like, what are we going to do after this? Like, we don't want to stay here, which I don't blame them. I'm surprised they lasted this long. It's very cold here. They can go back to their world. Also, Grey Worm, we still just aren't really addressing that he doesn't have a penis. So, like, they love each other so much that that's not an issue, and I respect that.
I'll adopt a bastard.
I don't know if there'll be any kids to adopt. Except all these people are living on the other side. That's what happens with Game of Thrones, like,
The Greyjoys retreated to their island.
They went to their island. There's a bunch of people on the other side that Daenerys left behind.
Yeah.
People
completely unaffected because the dead
live.
Don't have boats.
They can't get on boats. People live. I don't know why everyone hasn't jumped on a boat, because Euron Greyjoy seems to travel real quickly. Get on a boat, go to the other side, and leave the north. Nobody cares. Like, nobody wants the north. Whatever it is. Like, it's
They're
not
true
worth
to their
it.
Soil.
They're real into their dirt. Okay. I'm getting to my good part, but I just want to make sure I cover everything. Oh, Sam and John talk about, like, have you told Danny yet? And it's like, someone needs to tell Danny that. And Danny keeps trying to flirt with John. He keeps running out of the room awkwardly because he can't look at her, but he also has to tell her. Then we have, everyone kind of like, because we've all had their big meeting and we've decided that we've heard they're coming in like 6 hours. So we have everyone like at the, like everyone chats it up and we're deciding on like what we should do with our night. It's our last night. Some people decide to just hang out. And we have Tyrion and Jaime, which it's nice to see these brothers, like, kind of having a moment, and they get to kind of shoot the shit and be like, and Tyrion even says, I wish father was here, which is kind of fucked up because he killed his father. So they're kind of chatting it up. And then Brienne walks in and Tormund walks in and Sir Davos. And they're all like, no, I don't want to drink. No, I don't want to drink. And Tyrion's like, we're all going to fucking die. Have a glass of wine. And they're all just having a moment and more people keep coming into the room. And it's, honestly, though, that was another moment where I kind of, we got a lot from it by the end of it. But I wanted someone to say to someone like, oh, I killed your, I don't know. Like
something, just again, one of those situations where you're like, all right, cool.
We
like,
needed Bronn.
Lot of energy in this room, lot of personality. Someone's going to say
Tyrion
something.
Tyrion kind of had a couple moments of like humor.
He threw a jab about the baby. Yeah. He goes, is the baby even real?
Oh, that was earlier too. But like he's, no, but he's kind of, and he's making eyes at Jaime because Jaime's like, Lady Brienne. And we're all supposed to think like, okay, then go have sex with Lady Brienne, but you also just knocked up your sister, so I don't think Jaime's in love with Lady Brienne. I think he respects her.
I think it's a respect.
I think it's a respect thing. And I think Lady Brienne is in love with Jaime, but she also recognizes that Tormund just wants to get it on. Like, the redhead guy is just like, no, I'm into you. And she's into Jaime, but Jaime respects her, and it's coming off just in a, like, she thinks a different way. And so Tormund's literally like, can we go, like, get it on? Like, we're going to die soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about, like, he was raised by a giant, and he, like, killed the giant when he was 10. But yeah. Then he, like, the mother, like, nursed him as a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
it was weird.
It was very weird. And then he's, like, chugging a drink that spilled everywhere. But then Sir Davos, who is an underrated character, who I should have taken in my Deadpool today. I made a Deadpool bet with someone at a bar today.
Yeah, sure did.
And I should have taken him. But he was like, you know what? I'm going to take that drink. I also think there's been a lot of puns that are, or jokes that feel like current day humor. You know what I mean? For what's going on and where we are, I don't know. There's just been a couple things that feel very savvy to, like, today's humor or culture. And, like, obviously we're not in that same time. So I don't know how to explain that. Well, like, I feel like Tyrion's original humor in early seasons was so quick and so dry. I think we lose a lot of that with Littlefinger. Wait, where is Varys or Varys or whatever, the bald guy? He's not in the whole episode, but he's in the north. Where is he hiding out this entire... Wait!
His boring storyline wasn't boring enough for this episode.
No, and he's, like, the most humor. Like, him and Tyrion have the best jokes. So I'm just kind of like... I know we didn't see Jaime, or we didn't see Cersei, Bronn, anyone in King's Landing. But we didn't look at the Night King at all. But also, where is... he's here somewhere. Varys, Varys is in Winterfell. I don't know. Okay, so now I'm at my part that I've really been building up and just super excited about, but I wanted to make sure I covered everything else. So, Arya runs into the Hound while she's like looking for things. Oh, don't sit back and deeply sigh.
I thought we were past this part.
You can't sit back and speak, or no one can hear you.
Go ahead, tell them what's up.
Okay, so I haven't brought it up yet. I mean, obviously anyone listening knows, but I'm pumped. So. Arya is talking to the Hound for a little bit, and then Ser Beric, I think that's his name, I don't know, comes out, and she's like, I'm not going to sit around my last few hours with you idiots. And I think there's no way, because my whole thought process was Sansa deserved a good guy, and Gendry is the last guy who she could get it on with. It seems like she thinks she can get it on with Theon, but she doesn't know yet that he doesn't have that going for him. But so Arya, after flirting with Gendry earlier on, she decides to spend her final hour shooting arrows and, like, having a moment. But Gendry shows up. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. There's a lot of coy flirting, like, whatever. And I think that's probably they had to address because Arya still, for me, will always be so young. It's like the Harry Potter characters. When they all started, like, making out and stuff, you still were like, no, they're 13. No, they were 18 at that point. As in the show, they were 18. But we looked at her last week. Isn't she like 22?
Yes. Maisie Williams.
Maisie Williams is 22. Sansa's 24. But Maisie also has a height challenge, as do most people in this show. Like, everyone keeps poking fun Daenerys is always like, my last husband was taller. I wish he was taller.
And Maisie, it's like, still looks adolescent.
She just, it's just hard to, I don't know, but Gendry was just like into her, like being a badass. So when they met up again, she's like, have you slept with anyone before? Like, out of kind of nowhere. She's like, oh, and the Red Witch took you. Like, was that your first woman? He's like, I didn't get it on with the Red Witch. And she's like, oh, well, now that we're talking about this, can we talk about all the others?
You brought it up.
And he's like, no, I didn't bring it up, but okay. And he finally admits there were three women. And she's like, I've never been with a guy, but, like, I don't want to die like this. And he's like, oh. And we just are stripped down within, like, 10 seconds. They are in it. I am so happy for her, because Arya
did Maisie Williams get naked on the show?
Yeah, saw some side boob. I don't know if it was her. I was too busy, like, screaming into my phone and taking notes and tweeting.
Yeah.
That I was, like, not totally, like, I'm going to have to go back and watch their awkward flirting again. Because it was just, it came out of nowhere. I don't hate it, but I think this is what I'm saying about HBO has really been focused on, like, oh, we have a love story and... Like, I don't need this. I think Arya approached but Arya approached it the best way, because if I was dying, I'd go find any. I'd be like, I don't, like, let's get it on.
Plus, even with the clarity of her being 18, she still looks adolescent, and it's just, I don't, it's already weird enough there's incest. I don't need to see this little girl coming of age.
But she's not a little girl. And I think we also had to, I think this was just, if I'm going to be honest, I think this is how, like, they made Arya seem older, because they're going to kill her.
No, they're not going to kill her. She's going to kill Jon Snow.
Arya doesn't kill Jon Snow. What are you speaking of?
Arya kills Jon Snow.
No, Arya kills Jaime.
That was the unspoken conversation her and Jon had last week.
That I'm going to kill you?
Yeah, go back and listen to last week's episode. I talked all about it.
You did not.
I did. I went into detail about it.
That they had a side convo that I missed?
No, when they had their convo, and he's like, what's up? And she's like, I fight for my family. And then they kind of had a standoff there.
But no one else
is going to come down to Jon fighting for the throne and her fighting for the Stark house, and they're going to have to come to blows, and Arya's going to kill
him. Well, he's not a Stark anymore. At that point, it was a different conversation.
I just think at this point, my theory is as good as anyone's, and I think that it's solid.
I think you're getting defensive as it is. But, you know, we'll see. Anyway, I'm happy for Arya. Like, she deserved this. Gendry, I thought, like I said, I thought it would be Sansa. I think Sansa deserves love, too, and a happy ending. I don't know if she'll get it. I don't know if anyone gets a happy ending. I think that's what we're leading into, that no one's going to be happy.
But I think that would make most of the viewers very happy.
But I don't think we're going to be...
Most viewers won't be happy. It's going to be, like...
Danny kills Jon and is a sociopath. Like, I think Danny becomes the Mad Queen.
That would make me happy, too.
What?
Like, Cersei ruling with nothing to rule. Or Cersei just, like, has the baby and the baby rules. That wouldn't make anyone happy. No one cares. No one wants to see that happen.
But I don't think anyone's going to be happy. I think that's what they're leading into. I don't think we're getting, like... I think to say we're unhappy is more like we're tying it in this bow.
Well, right now, we're just bored.
I'm not bored. Brienne of Tarth even got knighted. That was the emotional
thing. My point. Like, that shouldn't be a, oh my god, can't miss episode moment. In seasons past, that would have been like an opening scene before 10 people died. It wouldn't have even been a blip on the radar. But right now, you're pulling for any moment to be significant.
I haven't even given, like, due to a Brienne, like, she's been knighted. And everyone, and then we were clapping. I mean, literally, they jumped in and were just like... that moment for me was a big moment, and she deserved it, because they're all just getting drunk and they're all saying to each other, like, in this room, like, everyone's like, we're gonna die tomorrow, and Tyrion goes, I don't know, and everyone laughs at Tyrion, kind of like, you're fucking insane. Tyrion's like, I don't know, you beat so-and-so, Brienne should be a knight, and then Jamie's like, no, I can knight you. It doesn't need a king or a queen. And she's like, oh, no, I don't want to. And she keeps looking at Podrick. And Podrick really wants her. Like, I think she just wants, like, she loves his respect. And there's just something so sweet every time she looks at him. And she's so emotional when Jamie Lannister knights her. And then Tyrion's like, we're all shit-faced. They're out of wine. So we're going to talk about my... not my thing, but my game, what is it called? The
Thrones
app? Yeah. Thrones League.
Thrones League.
Thrones League. Game of Thrones League. That, like, there's stuff on there about the wine, so we're curious. We're going to look at that at the very end of this. But they are out of wine, and then randomly, and I knew it was going to be Podrick, starts singing, and they sing some song. And that's how we get to the end of everything. We end with just, like, him singing and stuff. And the song, I need to probably listen to the words again. It probably meant a lot more. It's probably one of the songs on the Spotify playlist that means so much.
Mm-hmm.
But we also go into, and this was a big moment, because I didn't think Jon Snow was going to tell Dany. Jon Snow's down in the crypts, and he's in front of Lyanna Stark's grave. And he's like, standing there, and Dany comes up and is like snuggling up on him, and it's like, ooh, this is super awkward for everyone because you don't know. And she's like, who is this? And he goes, this is Lyanna Stark. And I'm screaming at the TV at this point, like, tell her we are down in the crypts again. A lot has happened. Coincidence, these are not, like, I know that HBO needs it to be a little obvious why we're in every situation we're in, but, like, we are having the most perfect conversations in too perfect of situations. They're in front of Lyanna's tomb, and she's like, who's this? And he's like, oh, this is Lyanna Stark. She's like, tell me about her. It's like, all right, if you really want to know, she said, my brother was always a nice guy, so I'm kind of surprised that he, like, assaulted her and killed her and whatever. And he's like, well, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And she died because she had a baby and she gave it to her brother to raise as his bastard. And Dany's face, the whole thing is just, I mean, she's just kind of trying to listen. She's like, I don't really care about the story. I didn't mean to ask for your family's history. And then he keeps going, and she's just nodding. She's like, okay, this is emotional. Like, I'm so sorry your aunt died. And then suddenly her mouth is just open.
Yeah, and he identifies himself as Aegon Targaryen.
Yeah, he's like, my name is Aegon Targaryen. And she's like, no. No, it's not. Like,
well, and that's the fucked up thing, which actually, she, like, I get it. We know it's true or not. But in the world of You Don't Know, it is his brother who has powers that you can't talk about, and his best friend who read books that don't exist have told him this. Like, what if there is that just kind of outlying plot that's like,
why wouldn't people, that's not wrong. That's right. Not, like, we've seen the memories and whatever, but it's not wrong of her to question it.
Right.
But I think his first approach should have been like, look, I don't want the throne. I still, like, Jon is nothing if not a romantic, and, like.
But Jon also knowing that.
Oh, now his place his in guilt. The world, he's like,
is supposed to be the throne. He's not. He's
true to Mr. his word. And he's true to. He's like.
Justice and truth, and he sucks.
He kind of does right now. I'm not gonna lie. I still think he lives in some weird way. I don't know how, but.
Even after Arya kills him.
I think Dany kills him.
Funny, because Arya's going to kill him.
I don't think so. I don't think Arya kills him. I think Dany does. And I think that's why we don't like Dany in the end. And Dany might get the throne, but, like, we don't like her because she didn't get in a good way. I think she also has Tyrion killed, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, there was that kind of... well, I guess that happened before or after she saw Jon, but she said to Tyrion, you have to hold back. You're not the best warrior anymore, but you're the smartest mind. And then they kind of panned to the guy...
Ser Jorah.
Who was her hand
and
who
was came back. Telling her trust Tyrion. You should.
But I feel like there's going to be a rift between them two because Tyrion, even she said, I'll find a new hand. And Tyrion's like, I have a feeling someone else is going to be wearing this pin soon.
But everyone, I do think Tyrion is the smartest hand you could pick. I just don't think he's there with the right person. There needs to be some
backstabbing. For all the backstabbing in we'll the show, get it. We because need the thing is,
we're
going to
have a battle tomorrow.
Over.
We're going to have a battle tomorrow.
Well, it'll be next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. But, like, in the morning, in a few hours from their time.
Oh, yeah, from their time.
We're right there. But the thing is, we're going to have this battle, and I think it's only going to take the episode. Then we'll have another episode of, like, rebuilding, re-strategizing, whatever. And then they go to defeat Cersei. And I think right now, everyone who's in Winterfell has the same goal. And I think whoever lives... Which I don't think it would be stupid. I think HBO is going to have Jon and Dany live because this storyline of Jon outranking Dany, it can't be solved that a Night King kills one of them. It just, it's too easy that one of them die and we just don't have to worry about their whole storyline of, am I pregnant? You're the uncle, you're the dad, or you're the nephew, and also you outrank me, all this stuff. Like, I think a lot of people die, and I think a lot of big characters make it to the next battle of Cersei.
But it is gonna, and we actually missed this to discuss, because I thought it was important, too. When Sansa and Dany were talking, Sansa did, like, they were chumming it up, they're uh-huh. holding hands, and Sansa did say, like, we were promised we have our own shit. Like, what are you going to do when you take the throne? Have your throne. We want to still rule ourselves.
It's still the North.
Dany wasn't having that, though.
No.
She pulled her hands off her hands. So clearly there's going to, some point, House Stark and mm-hmm. the six remaining kingdoms ruler is going to have an issue. And I think that's when Jon Snow comes to a point and his sisters or his old family is going to say, are you with us? And his family who he has sex with is going to say, are you with us? And that's where he's going to get caught in this battle.
Yeah, I just...
That's where either a Stark or Dany is certainly going to kill
But him. I think we lose a Stark the next episode. I think Arya or Sansa. I think big names have to die in this battle. And I don't think it's just Brienne dies and Tormund and Ser Davos. I think you have to lose a Stark. I don't think everyone makes it.
Just don't do it like on the front lines of battle. The whole thing that everyone loved about the Red Wedding is no one saw it coming. The whole thing that was great about Ned Stark is no one saw it coming. Mm-hmm. Let's not just say, all right, well, we have to have this battle, so let's just like off a couple people in it. Like, let's have a battle go on, and while the battle's happening, one of Cersei's men comes up to Winterfell, backstabs, and just like slices up Sansa. Like, that's not even what's going on right now, but that's huge.
Right.
You need that kind of shit to happen.
Oh, we 100%. And that's where I'm kind of, because this battle kind of, it means so much, obviously, but to know that's about to happen, and then we have 3 episodes after this, and Cersei is still just chilling on King's Landing, I think there's so much of the story is with that, and so many people have to live to make their story worth it. Like, I know they're going to die eventually in the next 4 episodes, but I don't want everyone dying because of a White Walker. Like, that's just so lazy.
Right.
I don't need people to be written off that way. And I don't think a Jon and Dany should have it that easy because their storyline only got complicated last episode.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just...
But I also don't need them to, like, die in each other's arms at sunset.
No! I don't think anyone... I honestly think, like... I mean, we're literally watching The Bachelor at this point, like, matching people up with, like, their, like, Sansa and Theon, which, just don't let that happen. Missandei and Greyjoy.
He says her anyway, but...
Right, but even, does that do anything? I don't know. No. I don't want to get into it, but, like...
Not for him, it won't.
Well, and that's the same with Missandei and Grey Worm.
Yeah.
And then we have Jon and Dany, Arya and Gendry... A dragon and a dragon. Cersei and Jaime. Brienne and Jaime. Brienne and Tormund. We just have a lot of coupling happening. And I don't hate it. I just wish we hadn't introduced 30 things in the last 5 minutes. It didn't need it. And if it did need it, and I don't mind it, but I needed it last season. Okay, before we go, will you open the app real quick? To read off what's going on, because it hasn't been updated.
So it's not been updated for the end of this episode. It looks like it takes a day or two, but...
It goes really fast, honestly, because, again, Christina, she's getting all the shout-outs. She was, like, Sunday night being like, how do I not have this many points yet? Because anyone who had John last week...
Yeah, we didn't discuss this, I don't believe, in our podcast last week.
We don't know.
So, just to discuss, mm-hmm. You Know Nothing, Jon Snow on Thrones app, we have 144 total people.
Really?
Pretty cool.
You have to hand count them, too. It doesn't...
Now it does. Now that it's
locked in. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. The person who's in first, I still don't really understand the ins and outs of the grading, of how mm-hmm. they grade you. I'll have to
Can go I see who it more is? Of that.
Yeah, sure. It's their username is Release the Hound.
Yeah.
Funny. Lucy, very well versed in Game of Thrones, sits comfortably in 18th place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person in first place has 3,900 points. Lucy, sitting comfortably in 18th place, has 3,300 points.
Oh, I had 3.5.
So 600 points separate 1 and 18 is not too bad.
Will you open?
I am sitting at a very humble 144th place with a modest 110
points.
Wait,
you are literally in last place?
I'm literally in dead last place.
Who did you pick? Can you look at your picks real quick?
Yeah, but I have to figure out what I think about things before I talk about them.
No, but they're already locked in, so you can't rethink.
Well, will it
your
tell, like, who I picked and why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could do that, then. It gives me of my ranking of all the people that even play on this app, like, regardless of anything. Yeah. I'm curious to see where you'll be on that.
Yeah.
I currently sit at, like, 45,745.
Wow.
So, my team... See, it says my team, but it doesn't say what they represent on my team.
Mm.
So, it's like, it doesn't break
I'll
it down.
Remember. Oh. So you had, you have Daenerys sitting on the throne, and then you got to pick two secondary characters, which you have Arya and Tyrion, which are, I think, really good characters this episode, especially. You get to pick two armies, and there was, like, the Dead, the Unsullied, the Dothraki. Unsullied and Dothraki, I think, were a common one. That's what you have. But nobody, the next episode is where it counts.
Yeah.
Like, what does the Dead do? What do these do? Then you had to pick the Hound or the Mountain. Then you had to pick someone who's, like, an arguer. And you picked Bran, which I think is a smart play. I don't remember why. You've Varys. You've Melisandre, which I'm like, where's the Red Witch? She's around. Yeah, that's right, Rumple. He's chiming in over there. Brienne of Tarth, Tormund, Ghost, and Gilly. Honestly, you're not completely off there.
No, I think I'm going to be all right.
I think it just is a slow... Anyone who... I had Jon Snow the last episode, and we decided... That anyone who had Jon Snow the last episode really got lucky. Because...
Yeah, he racked up a lot of points.
And that's what... This guy had Jon Snow. He also had Arya and Tyrion. So, it's literally... He had the Army of the Dead. Which I think, if you didn't have them, you're stupid. Yeah. Honestly, that's where he's getting his points at this point. Wine, he has 21 glasses. Which, tonight, we really hit them all.
Yeah, so it'll be a fun app. I'll do a little more deep dive into how this is graded, so going forward we can do a little more insight as to who's winning. But if you play on this app and you listen to this, we'll give you shout-outs as you're a week-by-week winner.
Mm-hmm. How many wine? I have 29 glasses of wine. Last week there were only two, but tonight we had at least like 8 or 9.
Yeah, it was a heavy one.
But I honestly don't think we're going to get to 29. Oh, wait. Was I supposed to look and see where I am out of everyone? Where does it say?
You'll have to go into the app on your phone.
Oh, damn. Because I wanted to see the person who's in first place in our league. Let's see. Who else? Yeah, we have... The names are great. Release the Hound, Mother of Frenchies, Winter's Here. You're tearing up my heart.
Nah.
Tearing my heart. A Girl Has No Name. I also saw a Team Has No Name. Oh, there's a couple of Girl Has No Names. Heads Will Roll, Wine and Blood, Lucy on the Ground, that's such a clever name. Drinks and Knows Things, Team Jorah, that's a bold statement there, whoever you are.
Ooh.
Taking Jorah.
Whoa.
Till Death Do Us Part, It's Not Easy Being Drunk All the Time. I mean, we've got some good names. Next time we'll read a lot more of them, just because we hadn't talked about the app. I thought we had, and we maybe did in our last episode and we don't remember, but honestly. So, your predictions for the next episode, real quick.
Everyone dies.
The whole, it just ends. They told us we have 6 episodes, but really
there
are
3. The last 4 episodes are just like montages.
Oh. I think that, what do I think? Honestly, if I have to say anyone dies, I think it's a lot of, sadly, I don't want to say secondary characters. I think someone big dies. I don't know if that's a Jaime. I don't know if that's a Tyrion. I don't know if that's a Sansa. I think we lose one huge person the next episode. And then we lose Theon, Grey Worm, Brienne, Tormund. Like, we lose a lot of the secondary people. But I think we're going to have a couple painful ones. I don't know. And it's 80 minutes. The next episode's, we got a movie.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, we're
but
seeing...
before the next episode premieres, we'll have already reached the end game.
I want to be end game. I hate Taylor Swift and I have big reputation. That's what I think when I hear Endgame, and that's all she thinks too. Oh, and by that time too, it will be April 26th. All the shit Taylor Swift will have announced her album and everything, and I don't even like Taylor Swift, but we have a big week ahead of us, honestly.
And we have to recap Sunday service today.
Oh yeah, tune in to our later in the week episode where Bill will probably talk about Endgame, but not give anything away. So don't worry. We'll talk Taylor Swift. We'll talk a lot of things. And we'll probably talk even more Game of Thrones, because I can't get enough. And the theories I'm going to read tomorrow while I'm supposed to be working, endless. Honestly, I can't get enough of it. And I know we've just decided that it was a slow episode, but now I'm back to thinking it was amazing. So until next week, when everyone dies, I'm Lucy from Lucy on the Ground. That was Bill actually chiming in with some thoughts tonight. You're welcome for that. And this has been an episode of Veto Nothing. Tune in this week for more pop culture. And we'll see you next time.
Later.